Poor environmental sanitation and indiscipline on the roads have been identified as the leading causes of disease and premature deaths in the country. Accordingly, all authorities responsible for enforcing sanitation and traffic laws have been asked to rise up to the task of dealing with the menace. An orthopedic and trauma surgeon at the St. John of God Catholic Hospital at Duankwanta, Dr. Prosper Mo, made the call at a ceremony organized in honor of 10 retired staff of the hospital. We bring you the details.
The St. John of God Hospital offers specialized medical services to orthopedic and physiotherapy patients. The hospital has inadequate staff, and this has been compounded by the retirement of 10 of its members last year. Reverend Sister Comfort Peggy said colleagues will for a long time remember the retirees for rendering invaluable service to their country and humanity during their active life. In his address, the medical director of the hospital, Dr. Prosper Mo, called on the law enforcement agencies to help arrest the needless loss of human lives caused by reckless and unlicensed motor riders. He said a 2012 study released by the World Water and Sanitation Program of the World Bank concerning the poor sanitation in this country showed that the country is losing 290 million Ghana cedis annually due to deplorable sanitation. This amount apparently represents 1.6% of the country's GDP. The same study also revealed that Ghana spends about $80 million to address a problem of open defecation and over $200 million because of premature deaths caused as a result of poor water, sanitation and hygiene-related causes every year. According to Dr. Prosper Mo, this situation is alarming and asks the authorities to attach a bit more commitment in dealing with the menace. The Catholic Bishop of Gosu Diocese, Most Reverend Peter Etiahene, congratulated the retirees for their satisfactory service to the hospital.
That was a NewsDex report. And I'm